Naturecast.
Welcome to Psychic Visions Podcast. This is your host, Jason Zook.
And this is Megan Kane. We're in the midst of a spiritual revolution. Our mission is to share and explore mysteries of the paranormal universe with our guests and you, our listeners, as we discuss healing, spirituality, life after death, and more.
Psychic Visions Podcast, more than meets the eye.
Hello and welcome to Psychic Visions Podcast. This is your host, Jason Zook.
And I'm Megan Kane, and we are so excited to be here for our second episode.
Megan, I cannot believe we get to introduce Athena Bari today and share our interview with her, reference to just thinking of her own personal experiences as a Reiki master teacher and crystal healer and chakra healer, author of the award-winning book, Raise Your Vibes. She's got everything covered. Qualifications are off the charts.
She has a huge following on Instagram. She has a really awesome book out. I actually carry it at my store. And she has an Oracle deck coming out. She has so many amazing qualities.
And she has her own show, Raise Your Vibes TV. How amazing is that? That she can actually not only take what she studied and learned within her own right from suffering from a back injury, right? Taking that and then learning how to heal herself through Reiki and then using that as a larger message through her book and through her actions.
To show people how to heal themselves.
To show the world.
Exactly. She's got an amazing message and she's just such a kind soul. We actually got to meet her in person, y'all, after we recorded this episode. It was amazing.
One other thing I just want to share about Athena is that she's the niece of Rita Hayworth, the cousin of Gina Rogers and Donna Reed. And she is an actress herself, but she chose to become a spiritual practitioner just from her own love of this stuff and how much it's changed and transformed her life.
Definitely. And I think a lot of us sometimes get that calling make a big change and follow a different path. And I think she's a great example of how successful you can be when you follow your intuition and your inner guidance. And I'm just so excited for our listeners to hear our conversation with Athena Bari. So here it is.
Here it is, guys.
I'm pretty sure most of you, if you follow anything Reiki or astrology online, you probably have heard of her.
Welcome to the show, Athena.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's so wonderful to see you again, Jason and Megan. So lovely to meet you here. Thank you guys for having me.
We're so excited that you're here.
Yeah. Thank you. And that was such a lovely intro. I'm almost intimidated by myself. That was so cool.
That's kind of like why we're so excited that you're here. I have been seeing your presence grow online for years, and I'm just so excited that I get to meet you. I know Jason's already had the pleasure of getting to know you, but I've been waiting for this moment. And I'm sure that our audience is going to be just excited to get to know you if they don't already know you, which guys, you should already know her. And like Jason said, it's at Crystal Reiki Healer on Instagram. And she also has a YouTube channel and a TV show coming out, like he said. So Athena, welcome. And again, so happy to have you here. So happy to meet you.
No, thank you so much. You're such a love. No, it's absolutely a pleasure to be here. I love having chats with like-minded souls and people who vibrate just as high as you. It's awesome. So thank you. And I'm excited to dive in. Go ahead, pick the brain.
Yes, I go first.
I just want to ask you in reference to everything that you're doing right now at Raise Your Vibe TV and all the other things that you've done with your book and your retreats and everything that you're doing. I want to ask you, how did you start on your spiritual path?
It really was not that glamorous. It started from a place of pretty traumatic pain. I lived with chronic pain for 16 years and went through all of the Western medicine, all of the different physiotherapies, physical therapies, injections, pain medications, you name it, I had done it. And it just wasn't getting better. And it ended with a fusion surgery. So I had a spinal fusion at my L5-S1.
Wow.
Awesome. Yeah. That talk about a humbling experience.
Woo. And it's so painful.
So amazingly painful. And I had already been diving into crystals and Reiki. I was already a Reiki master with one Reiki master. I've since studied with a few. And when I was in the hospital healing, I wasn't healing. I was in just the most incredible agony. And none of the drugs they were giving me was helping. My jaw was rattling, shaking, sobbing, the whole works. Very traumatic, very not what you would think about a pretty Reiki session. And at one point through this, my husband leans over shouting over my sobs, "You're a Reiki master, for God's sakes, do Reiki on yourself." And it was really this like incredible, like epiphany, like moment of like awareness. Oh my God, I can do that. I can do that. And okay, I'm going to try in my sobs. And I started, and it was absolutely incredible because in 30, 45 seconds, my breath started to calm down and I'm doing my hand placements and all of this. And everything just started to calm down and my pain started to come down and my vision came back. I could see I had people in the room that I didn't know were there. And it was just one of those moments where it was like, now I know it works. And then it was like, I need to heal myself and I need to share this. People need to know this is really something incredible. And it doesn't have to be in this nice, quiet, serene, on a massage table with music. This can work in even traumatic situations. So that really kind of spurred my journey towards, I need to learn more. I need as much as I can. I was sleeping with crystals. I was doing all my affirmations, everything that's in my book, I was doing. So I always say I'm my own guinea pig. I never recommend anything I haven't done myself. And as long as I know it works and it helped me, it's please let's share. Guys, try it, try it. And then it just, I started to heal. It was a process, granted, but then everything just shifted. Once I had that moment of awareness of what really can help us and how we can take our own power back and not be dependent on others to help us live without pain, to help us heal. It was incredible. The doctor was like, okay, so, you know, you're done. I took out all the offending parts. We put in the screws. Now you just have to grow bone. And I was like, what? I thought you were fixing me. And he's, no, no, it doesn't work like that. Now you need to grow bone and your body needs to heal. Right. And that was such a shock because I thought, but the doctors do it. The doctors fix you. No, that's actually not what happens. And turns out a huge reason that so many back surgeries fail because your body isn't healing the way it needs to support all the bone growth, the screws, the brackets, all this stuff that's in there. So I had to do that myself. And that was really empowering and very humbling, quite the journey. So from there, then it was Instagram. It started with Instagram. That kind of just it took on this life of its own. I don't even know what happened. It was like, yeah, oh my God, here we go.
Yeah. It was supposed to happen. Yeah.
They were like, oh, you want to share? Okay, let's get the message out. So they definitely, my angels, spirit, source, universe helped me do that. I was blogging and writing about what was working for me. And then a publisher reached out. Then it was like, Okay, let's write a book. Cool. Really? Is this really happening?
I just got chills when you said that.
I mean, I still can't really believe that it's that all of this has happened. And then it kept going. It was like, okay, when the next thing and the next thing. And then it was doing, and I had been doing some podcasts and interviews. Obviously that picked up a lot with the book. I did a lot of those and shows and with Jason here as well, spreading the love, spreading the message. And hopefully it reaches that person that needs to hear it, gives them some strength. If I could do it, if I could heal myself, anybody could do it. Cause I'm not superwoman or anything. I'm just your typical lady, mom, wife.
With a huge heart chakra. Cause I could feel it from here. I think that's why so many people, you're so relatable and your energy is so genuine. You can really tell that you believe in what you do and you want to help people. It's not about the monetary things. It's not about anything else. It's literally about you wanting to help people because you fixed yourself. You healed yourself in a time where you were literally broken and in so much pain. And when you were able to do it for you, you're a giver, you know, that big heart chakra, I can tell you're a giver, always healing and listening and doing for everybody else. And the one person, your husband, who loves you more than anything was like, sweetheart, heal yourself. And I think that's amazing that it sets you on this journey. And he is clearly your soulmate to be part of this and help you realize things that you weren't seeing yet.
Absolutely. He is just not just like the love of my life, but the love of my souls, my journey.
Many lives.
We've been in many lives together. And He's just been an incredible support, my rock. He's my Capricorn. So he's my earth, my center. I'm that fire sign and I've got the Gemini rising. So I fuel my own fire. I'm all over the place. And my husband just takes me down, grounds me, reminds me also to fill my own cup. Like you said, people who are givers, we tend to give to the point where there's just not much left of us and we're not helping anybody.
Exactly.
He's been a great reminder. He's been a great reminder for that. Thank you.
That's amazing. And I'm also a Capricorn and my husband is a Capricorn. And so I have two husbands, like Jason and then my husband. I'm shared.
I love it. And Jason, you're a Pisces, right?
I'm a Libra, actually.
Oh, Libra. I was thinking
I'm all about balance and scales.
You're all about balance. Yes, I love it. Keeping us centered.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's like a Leo rising, though.
Maybe. Oh, do you know your rising?
No, I don't. Because I read energy. And I never got into the astrology thing more than Mercury retrograde or having different things like that. Myself.
And that's another thing. We're so happy for you to be here because I know, just so you know, I have a metaphysical store in Tampa and everyone that I know is obsessed with you. And especially my friends that are really into astrology. So they're always posting when you're posting something on your Instagram, because you're the queen of astrology and you always, every day there's something I'm like, wow, I'm learning something new on Athena's page. And I just think it's really great. How did you get into astrology? Because that's still something that Jason and I are both learning and getting to know and getting into over the last few years.
Oh, I'm so grateful that you just, oh my God, just making my day. And it's so fun to be filming this on our Leo full moon, by the way, that happens to be today. So that's super exciting. And how did I get into astrology? It really started when I was a young girl and it started with buying books. I just started reading. I'm a big reader. So it was all about reading and writing and looking up as much. We didn't have internet way back then.
Neither did we. Jason, I didn't scroll the internet either.
There you go. It was such a long time ago. It was really not that long ago, but there was no internet. So it was, everything came from books. I remember I got one on numerology and it had all the birthdays and you could learn like what signs worked with yours and what birth dates were your soulmates. Yes. And I think we all have that book. I still have it too. I love
it. Me too.
Yes. The birth chart one. Yes. I love the birth chart. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then I got one that was for Chinese astrology. I got really into that. And both my husband and I are monkeys. And then dream dictionaries. And then it was like, I discovered charts and it was like, ooh, how does this work? And I had no idea how to read a chart. What are these houses? What does all this mean? There was a lot of it. I think my big thing is just how much can I learn? Because when you start reading about these things, you pick up, you know, what's meant for you at the time. And sometimes it doesn't resonate in the moment. And years later, you're like, oh, I remember reading about this. And it just clicks because it makes sense later in your life. And so it's been like that with astrology. I mean, I've got that daily horoscope on the phone. I've had that for years. I've looked at, I guess it's just an overall interest and something that I explored from being a kid. I thought it was really cool and fun. And there had to be something that made sense of why we are the way we are. So
definitely,
I figured that's a good way to start learning about myself. And
I agree.
Here we are.
Yeah. I think the horoscopes were like the gateway for us as kids, like reading it in the paper or wherever we could find it. If you were interested and you found it intriguing, then you can take it from there. And Jason and I have another friend who has the same thing. She was reading horoscopes as a child and then she just got really into it. And I mean, that's how it happens.
It starts from reading and learning and then I get into the moon cycles. And then it was like, oh, how the moon affects astrology or all this stuff. And so it's been really fun. And it's entertaining. Some of it, take it with a grain of salt. There's lots of them out there. I say, just go with what resonates for you. And when I create my own posts, like for Instagram, I try to be conscious of how this affects everybody, not just that particular sign, because there's lots of us, right? And everybody wants to know, but what about me? So I try to keep it well-rounded and what will affect everyone. And then the parts that are specific, kind of, you can do your own research for that. It's too much work.
Yes. For me, I just read energy. So that's where I do my intuitive stuff. And Megan does an amazing tarot card, and she also reads energy and stuff. And I know you have strong intuition as well. And I wanted to ask you, like, having your own intuition and working in this area, what have you found to be the most rewarding aspect of it for yourself?
Oh gosh, the most rewarding aspect is when I've worked with a client and I've gotten like a message or I've felt something going on in their body and I share it, because even now I still get a little, oh, should I share this? And then their eyes just widen. Whoa. And you get that validation for the work that you've done, and it's helped them, and you've seen like that clarity through them. So when, for me, that's the big one. When you see that they have that, their light bulb, right? When theirs goes off, like, yes, this is what it is. It's just incredible validation for my own work, because I know I'm still helping people do this. As long as I'm still helping and it's useful and people find value in that, I'm all for it. If that were to change, maybe I'll change careers. We'll see what happens.
No, please don't. Please don't. We love where you're at.
Thank you.
We need you. The world needs you, literally. So have you ever worked with animals or just people?
Yes, animals, of course. And I have two. We have a lot. We have snakes and all that stuff here too.
Wonderful.
I have teenage boys.
Yes, I love snakes personally. I love all the animals.
Do you? I love them. I just don't want to touch them.
Yes. I go on hikes a lot. So I see them in nature. I like them in their natural habitat, not my house.
My God. So speaking of hikes, I never go by myself, because hiking is one of my favorite things to do, because you've got that grounding, you've got the nature, everything just, grounds and calms, and yes. I get that center. So I love, highly recommend hiking. If you're not into hiking, just take a walk. It's the same thing. Nothing hard. I've had back surgery, so I'm not climbing up rocks or anything. But the
not
one
yet.
Time I decided, no, it's okay. It's all right. I'll leave that for the youngins. My kids can do it. But the one time I decided to go hiking by myself, I brought my dog. I have an English bulldog. She's just such a love.
Oh, they are so cute.
Oh, she's such a love. And we are on this hiking trail and all these people are coming back like towards me, leaving, and what's going on? And there's snakes, there's rattlesnakes. And in California, we have a lot of rattlesnakes in the mountains. It's just, our thing. So I'm like, oh, well, I want to see, because I'm totally crazy. So I kept going and there were a few people that were brave enough to stay, like myself, or crazy enough, depending. And there were two rattlesnakes. I've never seen anything like this, like Discovery Channel style, dancing with each other. So they were doing this like
mating dance.
Yes. And I have
I've seen
no
it.
Idea.
Yes.
I've never seen that, but I don't know if I'd want it.
Incredible thing. And it lasted for quite a while. And I thought, okay, are they mating? What am I watching? So it turns out this is when the two males get together and they're competing for the female, and whoever can get higher, their head raised higher, he's the winner. And so these people are leaving and they don't want to go past the trails. So they're going over into the like wood part. And all I could think was, oh my God, no, that's where she's hanging out. Don't do that.
Right. Definitely. I agree.
Oh my goodness. So it was really an incredible experience. I definitely filmed it. I put a little thing on Instagram, actually, my stories, I think, because I was so excited. I'm like, of course, the one time I go hiking alone, I run into rattlesnakes, because why not? That's so story of my life.
I love that. I've seen the rattlesnakes hiking in California and they're gorgeous. I've seen one that was like orange and white with a black and white striped tail. It was the thing I've ever seen.
They're beautiful. Just give them a little space. We want to respect their space. This is their home. So yes. I wouldn't try to antagonize one or anything, but it was really incredible to watch. And that was just one of those things where it's like these things tend, I don't know if I should say it, like things happen to me, or I happen to walk into situations that are different, but I always find myself in situations that are just like not the norm.
Yes. We understand that. We get it.
But this was definitely one of those situations and amazing to watch. And my dog, her name is Dodo. I inherited her from my uncle who had passed. He had passed from cancer and his wife had also died just 2 weeks prior. So it was an emotional time.
For Dodo, and his, too, too.
And Dodo was their baby. They didn't have kids. Mm-hmm. So she was like their child. So she was completely, you could see how withdrawn and sad. And I know bulldogs always look sad, but she, all of her energy was just so low. And he, my uncle asked if I would take her. And what am I going to say? No, sorry. Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. And so I come home with this big giant bulldog and my first thought was, okay, she needs a lot of love. So I put, she still has a rose quartz on her collar. It's like a little keychain style, but like small. And then my cat, he has an amethyst and he loves to jump up like on my desk when I'm doing crystal grids. If I'm healing, I have to kick him out usually because he'll just jump up and he wants to be a part of it. But I really worked with her a lot doing Reiki, animal Reiki. And the difference with animal Reiki is really only that kind of let them come to you. Animals are super sensitive, just like children. They don't have the same kind of inhibitions and fears like adults who have been through whatever we've been through have. So they're very open to it and they come to you. And I love working with horses. Again, these are also very wonderful animals that can be very timid. And there's a lot of animal rescue around here for horses where they're neglected or there was a fire, they lost their home. And so they're traumatized too. So working with them, animal Reiki has been great. And then I always work with what owners call their pampered or spoiled pooches, right? Yes. They'll call and say, can you do animal Reiki? She's not feeling well. Or animals who have had trauma, hit by cars, things like that. I'm always open to let's help them heal. And it's really just amazing. Supporting their energy so that their body has the right environment to heal. I'm not doing the healing. I'm the channel.
You're the vessel. And
I'm the vessel. I'm helping them set the stage for themselves so they can get better. And it's the same with people, really. We're all beings of energy. Same thing.
I'm so impressed. And I love that. I've had some experience with Reiki myself and I'm attuned and I'm a Reiki healer myself. I would love to come study with you though. And
learn. I would love to have you.
Like you said, you've had lots of teachers. And so have I would really like to come study with you because I think I love your energy and I can feel it through the computer. So I'm just very excited. And
you're always welcome. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to schedule that. I'm going to find out when you're teaching next, and I would love to have an attunement with you as well.
Oh, I would love the honor to work together. Yes.
And all of our listeners out there, Athena does long distance healing. She also heals animals. So she's available, y'all. Y'all can book her, you can find her, and it's out there. If you haven't experienced Reiki yet, please, even if you don't see one of us, get it, try it. It's an amazing experience. I know the first time I had it, I really didn't. I was open. I'd already had mediumship classes and then been doing mediumship. And I come from a line of readers, but not healers that I knew of. I had it one time long distance and I was mind blown that I could literally feel my chakra for the first time in my throat. I didn't really feel the crown and the third eye when she did it. But once she got to my throat and then worked her way down, I was like shocked. I couldn't believe that I could feel it. And it's really an amazing energy. It's just literally like for some people, depending on what background you have, some people would call it like Holy Spirit or Chi or Prana, just depending on where you come from and which way you're viewing it. But it really is this amazing healing energy. And I know I've turned so many non-believers to believers and people who are sick to have this experience and feel the healing. And it's amazing that you have created the reach that you have. Because I know so many people who follow your page and then they can share it and they share it on their page. And it's just bringing so many more people into this world of self-healing. And it's so great once you find the key to all of it. Once you tap in, your whole life changes. My whole life has changed.
Oh, yes. There is no going back.
I'm just like, you can tell and I also had a back injury. And there's so many synchronicities talking to you. By the way, my cat's name is Zoe, but we call her Dodo. There's so many synchronicities that I've been sitting here with you. And I know that the three of us were supposed to connect.
Amazing. I can't believe you call your cat Dodo.
I know. It's so funny because my husband makes fun of me because I call her that. Because I don't know. I went from Zoe to Zozo to Dodo.
When I first heard it, I was like, wow, what a weird name. Her name is actually it's a really long name. Dorothy, something after a literary character because his wife, Nancy, she was an English teacher and really into all that. But Dorothy is, I don't know. She became Dodo.
Love that.
But energy is not bound by space or time like we are. Like we have physical limitations. We're all this energy, but we're in like a skin suit, right? But energy, that vibration that we push out, that you feel through a computer screen or over the phone when you talk to somebody through the vibration of their voice, this is all energy. And once you realize that we're really not stuck in this box, everything opens and it's, oh my God. And there's no going back. Once you feel it, there's no going back. And feeling it at that throat chakra, this is just, you are really pulling in. That's an area you are really drawing energy in. So maybe you didn't feel it here, you didn't feel it here, but this is where your body needed to draw in that energy. And this is also like our creative space and our communication and how we hear, how we communicate with the world. And look, here you are now doing a podcast. It's only fitting.
Right? It's like you were talking about earlier, like the little pieces of everything comes and fits together. Like you have these strange experiences or profound or miracles or whatever you want to call them, experiences. And you're like, wow, this is a really profound experience. And then all of a sudden you get to this point where it all starts piecing together and you understand why you had this experience and why this terrible thing happened to you and why this wonderful thing is happening to you. And it's all part of one big puzzle. It's really amazing.
It's amazing. And that's the silver lining of it all. I always say there's always a silver lining. Even in the lessons, those are blessings because you're learning about yourself or you're learning about someone that maybe wasn't meant to be in your life anymore, but you got a wonderful, important lesson from them because you learned about yourself. And I know sometimes that's hard and we want everything to be rosy all the time. That's just not the way life is. We're here to learn. And sometimes those lessons are hard, but there's always that silver lining because we always grow. And growth is always a positive. So I'm always reminding myself of this in those moments of stress or those moments of, I don't know what to do. Yes. I just pull it all down, take a moment, remind myself what I'm grateful for and wait for the silver lining to present itself because it's always
there. Totally agree. Jason and I like to say, it's not happening to you. It's happening for you.
Exactly.
You know, with something you feel like the rug's been pulled out from underneath you. You're on the wrong path. The rug may have been pulled out from underneath you, but now you're standing on the right path and you just got to walk forward and just expect the blessing, expect that with transition and change, there's better things coming to you.
Oh, 100%. Absolutely. And keeping that positive mindset was a huge part of it. Even your thoughts put out a vibration. So when you want something good to come to you, put it out there. Let the universe or source or spirit or angels, let them know and ask your angels for help. We're not really alone. You know, sometimes it feels like it sometimes, but we're really not. We always have that presence, that guidance. Sometimes it's loved ones that have crossed over. Sometimes it's you're just your own personal little angels. And they give us that strength to keep going because we're not done till we're done, right? And then we get to come back and do it again. It's amazing.
I love that.
I want to ask you about Raise Your Vibes TV because it just sounds so cool.
I'm so excited.
I want to know about it, but I want to know, like, how did you start the show and what prompted you to pursue it? Because it just sounds like such an amazing opportunity for a platform and reaching people.
Thank you. Thank you. It's again, another one of those things. It's just, wow. Okay. This is happening. Yeah. Let's reach more people. Let's do it. Angels. Thank you. It had started with similar to this. I had done a show where I got invited on to do an interview and we were talking about the book and we finished the interview. This guy, he does a show called Thoughts of the Awoken, Eddie. And he's, maybe this is something you want to consider. This might be really good for you. I know you do all your Instagram and all that stuff. Maybe you should think about this. And this wasn't the first time somebody had said, oh, you should do your own show. Like I had been invited, why don't you do a radio show? And I thought, I don't know. It seems like a lot of pressure and I have to drive an hour and a half every week. And I don't know if I want to make that commitment. What if something comes up? I have three kids. Being able to balance my life is very important. And then other podcasts. And I don't know. None of them seemed to fit. And this time I was like, wow, really? Do you think so? Okay. Maybe I should think about it. And he's, yeah, I know the owner over at KP Media. Do you want me to put you in touch with her? I think you guys should talk. I think you get along well. I was like, wow. Okay.
Synchronicity.
Wow.
So I ended up having this conversation, some email and some conversation back and forth with Keisha. And she's the one creator of this channel, this app, this streaming service. And it's a lot like Hulu or like Netflix. It's one of these. And she was like, oh my God, I am so into energy and crystals. And we don't have anything like that yet on our platform. And I would love to have you come on here and do this. And I was like, okay. And then I asked my husband, honey, what do you think about this? And my mom, I asked my mom and my husband, the two of them. And before I could even finish the sentence, both of them were like, yes. I was like, really? Wait,
they know you best.
TV show. I'm like, but do I really want to get into TV again? Do I want to do? Yes, you want to do.
Yes.
And there was no hesitation. It was incredible. Even with radio, it was like, yeah, but there was some of that hesitation, which is always a good indicator. If you're hesitating, give yourself a minute to think about it. But this was like, nope, you're doing it. You're going. And I thought, okay, all right, let's try. And then it was like the pressures of how am I going to do this? How am I going to get my guests? And it just started, I don't know, like a magnet. It just started coming. And some really amazing, wonderful people are coming on this show, and nonprofits, psychics, best-selling authors and angel mediums. And there's just crystal healers. And it was incredible. And the publicist I had worked with for the book that was hired through Watkins, I reached out to her and just thought, hey, I was thinking about maybe doing a show. And she immediately also, oh my God, that's exactly what I would have told you to do. That's absolutely perfect.
You're natural for it.
Star, do it.
Yes. And
I guess it's just one of those things, even though you have all this movement and you have all these positives that come through, at the end of the day, you're still a person like everybody else. You still have your questioning and your, oh my gosh, can I, and all these, that ego in the head that talks to you and spins those negative thoughts. I still have one of those. I call her Bobby and I'm like, all right, Bobby, time to go. Love Bobby's, by the way, but I just happened to name mine Bobby. And that really helps actually telling her to go take a hike and then, oh, okay. I'm back to my, absolutely. So yeah, doing KP Media TV was just amazing. And originally I was thinking, okay, I'll call it the Crystal Reiki Show because that's crystal Reiki healer. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, well, that's limiting, like who I'm going to have on and the message that I want to get. And then I'm looking at my book and I'm thinking, raise your vibes. We're coming out of a really crazy time where we were so isolated and so shut off from each other and from the energy of other people, whether that was intentional or that was part of the divine plan. Right. The silver lining here, again, people had a chance to really turn inward and tune into what was important to them, tune into the people that matter for them, and really looking at ways to help themselves, because suddenly the usual sources were not available. Suddenly you weren't busy in the rat race of, I have this meeting and I have that meeting and I need to do this and that. Suddenly it was like, oh my gosh, I'm home and what do I do? So it was a really fortuitous divine timing, all about divine timing to write the book and then to have the show come out. Cause now we're reemerging. We're coming back to the world. It's almost okay. We just had this incredible event, whether it's in a good or a bad way. We just had this incredible event and we've learned to tune in and tap into ourselves and our own energy and our own thoughts and feelings and self-care. But what, we're just going to return to the same old?
No,
there's no going back, guys. Nope. That's it. Once you have that shift, there's no going back. So now it's about how do we support ourselves moving forward? So I'm hoping through the incredible guests that I'm having on, and I also do, of course, a Rehu blessing at the end of every show. So the people who do tune in, they get a moment of peaceful healing with every show. And I thought that was a really important thing that I wanted to do to help others. Even if they don't even watch the show, just if they skip to the end, enjoy that moment of peace where we can have that connection. And hopefully that'll help people, help all of us transition as a collective back into real life again, as we know it, the new life. So
it is. It's altered, but we can find a better space to live in, a better planet Earth, or
we can do better.
Absolutely. Yes.
And I'm seeing, like, with my shop, I saw an insane amount over the last 2 years of people getting really into the metaphysical, to Reiki, to intuition and healing. And now I'm seeing it on, like, the regular TV shows. Like, I watched the relaunch of Sex and the City, and just like that. And Carrie was an atheist, and now she's seeing Big as communicating her from the afterlife. And I don't know if for any of the listeners who've watched that show, it's such a turnaround. So I'm seeing in How I Met Your Father, there's just so many new shows coming out where they were so far removed from anything spiritual and especially metaphysical. And now not only coming back with spirituality and it mainstreaming it, and we need it. Hollywood needs it. All over the planet, we need spirituality back. You know, it's been, people ran wow. so far away from, like, these more strict religions sometimes, and they're searching for something and they need that.
100%.
I know what it was like for me when I found God, so to speak, or spirituality, when I really started tuning in, because I just thought I lived in haunted houses as a kid. I didn't really have a relationship with spirits because I was just seeing spirits. So I knew there was something after life, but I knew I didn't have that connection. And once I formed that, I'm telling you, my whole life started changing for the better. And then when I found Reiki, I started meeting people like Jason and you, and my life is just, of course, we all have our bumps. We all have rough days, but when you have spirit, when you have Reiki, when you have that positive energy behind you to lean on, like you said, and tell your bobbies to be quiet, then that's a way that you can really project forward and move forward and manifest those happy, exciting times in your life. And just life is just.
Absolutely. Reiki changed my life in the most amazing ways, to the point where every time I do have a session with someone at the end, I really believe in at the closing, I believe in gratitude as being a huge key to keeping our vibration high, as well as success and moving on with other things, right? So keep paying it forward kind of thing.
Yes.
And at the end of every Reiki session, I always have a moment after I've thanked my previous masters and the masters before me and my spirit guide. And I always take a moment to thank the gift of Reiki for the incredible blessings. And I just want to make sure I acknowledge that with every session. All the things that you mentioned that I'm doing, all of this started because I started doing Reiki. And I had a guest on, Regina. She's a Reiki master. And she went to the London School of Metaphysics or Energy Healing, Prana, and all these different things. Yes. And she said, once I did Reiki, like, boom, everything changed. Like, all that other stuff was wonderful and part of the process of learning, and she needed, but Reiki was just this incredible gift. And once you experience it, it's like you said, it's like there's no going back.
It's a game changer, permanently, paradigm shifter.
Paradigm shifter. I love that. Yes. Yes. I love that. Absolutely.
I know we're running low on time.
We already?
It goes that fast.
Oh my goodness.
It goes that fast.
You're having fun.
If somebody has ideas about what they'd like to see or what they want to learn about, whether it's through Instagram or through my website, please send me a message. I am here for your highest good. So there we go.
Excellent.
Beautiful.
From that interview, Megan, and to our audience, how inspiring is Athena's personal story and everything that she's gone through?
She is so inspiring, and I love her to pieces. Like, I want to be her best friend, like, with you. We could be three best friends together.
We need everyone to check out Raise Your Vibes TV and to check out her book. And just, this is an amazing soul. And trust me, we've gotten to know Athena from working with her, and I can't begin to tell you, we gush with enjoyment to be able to have this interview. So thank you so much for tuning into our show.
Thank you so much. And we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow Psychic Visions Podcast on Instagram. Psychic Visions Podcast is a production of Electricast Media.
Our executive producers are Mark Netter and Peter Rafelson. If you like our show and enjoy what you hear, please subscribe and give us a rating wherever you enjoy podcasts. And always remember, harness your inner power.
Hey, it's Tim from 50 Years of Music with 50-Year-Old White Guys, the comedy podcast you had no idea you needed. Join Ben, Jeff, and me as we continue our musical road trip back through the years and around the globe. See, just when you thought all white guys were like Joe Rogan, you come across three educators trying to remember when we were cool.
50 Years of Music with 50-Year-Old White Guys. Electric Acid.
there. I'm DC. I host the Rock Podcast, Back to the Arena, The Interviews. It's about a 30-minute podcast where I talk one-on-one with a band who has released new music. You can find us on all the best podcast sites like Spotify, Apple, Google, iHeartRadio, and more. If you're a rock fan like me, subscribe today to Back to the Arena, The Interviews.
Electric Acid. Electric Acid.